We don't have much time, but we don't want to lose any time, Lord. And so please, you teach us yourself. Teach us, Lord. We need you. How many have not heard of the Battle of Faith? Everybody? Great. Because there's... We have a number of people amongst us who are practicing this in their homes, in their families, in prayer walks, wherever. And there's so much power in this. You know, I was reading in Ephesians 6. Okay, we're all familiar with it. Ephesians 6, 10 to 14. About the armor of God, putting it on. And do you know that in that scripture passage, four times the word to stand, do all to stand, stand, stand. And I thought, stand? Yes, stand. But in Luke 21, after the Lord talks about all what's going to happen before he comes, when he comes, he says that you may do all of these things so that you may stand in the presence of God. And I thought, yes, that's our goal. Our goal of our whole lives is to stand before the Son of Man. To stand before him. That's the goal, the end goal, to stand in his presence. And of course, to celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb as bridal souls who love him. This is our whole journey's end, to stand in his presence and just to be enveloped in his embrace. And he in ours, is it not? But we know from the very beginning that there was battle in heaven. There was battle between God and Satan. Satan thought he had won the battle because he got man to listen to him and to let go of God's presence. But this battle is still raging today. Heaven and hell, light and darkness, life and death. Both of these kingdoms, God's kingdom, Satan's kingdom, they're vying for power and for people's souls, and especially for those who belong to God. He's still after us. In fact, he's after us more. The closer we come to the Lord, the more he's trying to get us away from him. And so, we know who the victor is. Jesus on Calvary won this battle. Love won over the hatred, the jealousy, all of the things that Satan has tried and that we have taken up in our lives, right? All of our sin has been overcome by Jesus. And hallelujah, it says in Revelation that Jesus is going to destroy. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came, he's going to destroy the Antichrist. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But the battle still rages. And you know, if you're like me, you get kind of tired of the battle sometimes. But we can't let our guard down. We can't. As long as we're standing in the Lord's presence, he will equip us, he will strengthen us to keep waging this battle. I don't think it's an uphill battle. It's a downhill battle. We are standing with Jesus. You know, the only place in all of creation, or what is not created, that is standing is the throne of God. The throne of God is unshakable. And so let's stand at the throne in His presence, always looking to see, Lord, what do you want us to do now? Okay, we'll do it. We face the enemy, but we face him first. Be equipped and get out there to the battle that He's called each one of us to individually. We're all in different places, all of our family situations where the enemy has come in like a flood. But He reigns over the waters of the flood. And it's not only for ourselves. He's given us this knowledge. He's given us the weapons. He equips us with the willingness to keep going. And He is the one who will reach out to us, to our families, to our communities, to our schools, for our nation. I'm sure everyone is aware of all the things that are being battled out there. They are almost overwhelming. If we were not standing in the presence of the Lord at His throne, which is unshakable, and on Mount Calvary, and proclaim to the enemy, no matter what he does, Jesus is the victor. Jesus is the victor. And this is biblical for those of you who've never seen him before, okay? Psalm 21,
I think. Psalm 20, verse 5.
20, verse 5, okay. Okay. In the name of our God, we lift up our banners. And these banners have scripture to throw at the enemy. He cannot stand to hear the name of Jesus, cannot stand to hear the proclamation that Jesus overcame Satan's power, and he has to flee. That's what Mother Vasilia taught us. And what many of us have been practicing for years. So, he says, yes, in Luke 21, I mentioned that already, that when Jesus comes again, he says, stay alert, therefore, always praying that you will have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. And he is our bridegroom. Jesus is the captain of the armies of heaven. And our weapons are His name, His blood, the word of our testimony, and the testimony of our God. So, what still holds us captive? Just briefly, okay? And you can find in this book from Mother Vasilia, you will never be the same. Everybody who's read it would agree, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Those of you who don't know it, it is alphabetical list of our sin sicknesses, from anger, avoiding the cross, being annoyed, busyness, conceit, cowardice. You know, it's that mirror that Sister Domitila was talking about in the tabernacle. You saw yourself in the mirror. Who am I really? You see yourself in the Word of God. Who am I really? Am I meeting up to the Word of God? No. And it can go ever deeper. You think, oh, I'm finished with that now. Oh, no. No, really. But the Lord doesn't overwhelm us. He shows us a little at a time so we can take it and fight against it. It continues on with hypocrisy, impatience, indifference, ingratitude, goes on lying, mercilessness, mistrust, pleasing people, pride, self-pity. I'm just skipping over a lot of them. But you can find yourself in here again, again, again. So, what do you do? We waged the battle of faith. And I was just looking after every chapter, you know, Mother Vasilia wrote this for the sisters many, many years ago. They said, Mother Vasilia, please tell me, what is my particular sin that you really see in me and that my sisters are always saying I am? And she wrote a chapter, it was actually a Christmas present for every sister. Really, what a gift from the Lord to know what's wrong with me so that I cry out to you and you can correct it. You know, we usually see there's nothing wrong with me. Everybody else. But at the end of each chapter, okay, each chapter says what the diagnosis is, like a doctor would, but then gives you the medicine, the right medicine for it, and it's always encouraging, okay?
Yes.
God will answer, and we will experience that Jesus is a Redeemer who will set us free from the chains which bind us to our work. This is busyness, okay? But it's always Jesus is victor in the end. And so we just stand on that with one another, for ourselves, for our family, for those people that he's laid on our hearts, and for our nation. You know, for everyone that the Lord brings into our pathway, we all need this realization, who are we? Who is God? Holy God. Who is God? He's provided the way for me through the blood of Jesus, Sister Domitilla said today. So we're going to sing a couple of songs. This is just a little bit to get going, okay? And for those of you who want to learn them, there are song books, Songs for Spiritual Warfare, plus the CD. It's over there on the book table. There's Songs and Prayers of Victory, songs to help us to repentance, songs to ask the Holy Spirit for light about what we should be battling right at the moment, and You'll Never Be the Same. So all of these things, plus a banner, will make it much easier to wage the battle of faith. We have those. I think did everyone get the sheet with the banner on the front, the blue banner? I thought they were given out this morning. Good, we have double maybe, huh? And there's also Building a Wall of Prayer. That is also the prayer book with the songs in it. So if you don't know them yet and you're at home, you can just put them on. And it's a wonderful help to actually do the battle of faith.
Or in the car.
In the car. Prayer walking around the neighborhood. Yeah, I forgot that people have those things in their ears when they're walking, don't they? Well, however it gets there, you know, whatever the Lord does. Okay, Christy, may we please sing, verse number 3, Let us build a wall of prayer. O Jesus, build a wall, I pray, to keep the evil one away. Because when we're battling the enemy, we have to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, that everything that we're doing is going to hit him and not boomerang back on us. Okay. Number 3... To keep the evil one away.
withstanding Satan and his hordes when they attack. Our souls take refuge in the land where Satan can inflict no harm. When Satan launches his attacks, his arrows will come flying back upon himself. The against the devil and his might, all power belongs to Christ. And when we're down, we won't give in. The bride of Christ is sure to win. Under the banner of the Lord, the final triumph is assured. Victory will come.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so let's do number 5 now. And this one is can get real personal, but you can also you start in with you and then spin it further. You can do it for somebody else and then do it for our nation and then do it however the Lord leads you. And I thought, recently, you know, the bottom line almost with everything is pride and arrogance. I'm fighting the battle so good, you know, I'm just really getting in there. Look at me, you know. And instead of, Lord, it's you. So let's sing, Against All Pride, Let Us Now Fight. It's the onslaught of Satan. Oppose it with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Against my pride, let us not fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan. Oppose it with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. Jesus, he conquered all my pride. He saved us by his blood. He saved us by his blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, hallelujah means praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Amen. Okay. Unbelief for our nation. Yeah, that the Lord can bring people to faith through all of this stuff that's happening. He will reveal himself. Yeah.
Against all unbelief, let us now fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan.
Hypocrisy and hypocrites. Okay, that's me. No, really. What's that?
That's not you.
We're all?
That's not you. No, that's not you.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's not me.
No, that's
okay.
Not you.
Okay. In the presence of the Lord, we're redeemed. Hallelujah.
Against my hypocrisy, let us not fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan. Oppose it with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. Against all prayerlessness, let us now fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan opposed with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus.
Fear.
Fear. Yeah. All fear.
Hurricane.
The hurricane. Fear. Yeah. Fear. Fear.
Mm-hmm. Against all fear, let us now fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan opposed with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus.
Jesus, he's conquered all. Oh, it's in us all. It's the first thing that comes out, you know, when we see our sin. Oh, that's not me. No, it wasn't. It was your fault.
Against all self-righteousness, let us not fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan.
Unable to forgive, don't forgive, won't forgive.
hold on to the bitterness.
Unforgiveness. Install unforgiveness. Let us now fight. 'Tis the onslaught of Satan. Oppose him with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. Okay, I'd like to ask Mary Ellen just to share a minute or so.
Well, I wouldn't have to add too much to what's already been shared. I would just say that I struggle all the time with just about everything that was named here. So, apathy, bitterness, unforgiveness, depression, anxiety, fear, all these things. And so, rouse me, Lord, from apathy. That's the first song on this book, In a Prayerless Life. And I love these two little booklets that were shown to you, and I so encourage you to take them. Songs for Spiritual Warfare. That's to be free of either the sin of my own life or to pray over others who are lost. They're, the people you're really, really angry at or you're afraid for or things like that. Situations that you have no control over, but God has all control over. So I literally, when I don't know what to pray, I'll pull the book out and start singing the songs and go for an hour and just wave the flag and sing the songs. And the Lord answers these prayers. He hears them and he answers. And you can know that something transpires. Even this morning, I spent the morning really going through this book on behalf of one of my family members. And
which book?
The Songs for Spiritual Warfare.
Okay, thank you.
And the Lord, I could sense that there was something that lifted. The other one is really about ourselves, I think, Songs for Victory. It deals more with... The other thing that I struggle with is how could God possibly forgive me for my sin, And, of course, I've talked to Sister Domitilla and several of the sisters about this many times. And I understand that much better now, but this is a beautiful book to use to understand the love of God and in repentance how much he longs for us to come to him and then to wash us and cleanse us and restore us. So when I don't know what to pray, I pray these prayers right here. And I can't say enough how it's transformed and changed my life over the years. I'm not the same as I used to be. And I pray that I'll get, more and more I can move towards really...
You're teaching your grandchildren.
And I am teaching my grandchildren. There's a little video on the sister's website of our two-year-old, one of our little granddaughters, singing Against All Discouragement or something.
No, she was grouchiness.
Grouchiness. She was 2 years old. Grouchiness. And she sang the whole thing. And, so, yes, I have taught my children and my grandchildren, and I pray that they keep teaching until the Lord comes again.
I was just going to say, if you don't know the tunes to the songs, sometimes I just read them.
CD, yeah, just read them.
Sometimes I just read them.
There is a CD that goes with each book.
Yeah, they're all over here. All three of those are right here on this corner.
And if you run out there, then just write Sister Georgine.
I'm telling you, they are anointed of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you the truth. They really are. And so we want to take advantage of this great gift.
Mm-hmm. Betty?
I come at this at a little different angle, very practical. Does it work? And I taught some of the young women in my church the battle of faith, Lisa being the one who really got us organized. This is Lisa Wilkinson from Dripping Springs who came with me this time. And these were young moms, and one of the moms came, we learned these songs, and she came and she told us how one of her little boys was really mad, and he was just pitching a fit. And they were on the floor, and she took him and she held him, and she started singing Against All Anger, Let Us Now Fight. And he was, don't sing, and she sang, but you wouldn't let it go.
Right.
It just melted. It was over. It was gone. And that has, you know, kind of stayed with me. And the other thing is that what we're singing is the truth. And the truth always pushes the enemy back. Even if very slightly. If you want it to lift, start singing and it starts going back. And just keep it up until you can wake up.
I think it's helped me mostly with battling deception of when I'm thinking I'm not, you know, a sinner. And I bring that to my children, and it's been really helpful.
Thank you, Lisa. We're glad to have you here for us. Your first time.
She has four little boys.
It was 1 to 10.
Is that right? Well, they probably do give you a lot of reasons.
And a husband at the Capitol, which is enough to battle.
Right. The Capitol of Texas? Wow, Lord bless him.
Lisa just told me that when the president came and his wife and Dr. Carson and all of those people, that Bobby got to be there. Because he works in housing or
He's overwhelmed at the moment with responsibility. No, with responsibility. But Lord bless him abundantly and let your power and your love flow through him for the people of Texas and for our whole nation.
Yes. And this dear daddy is keeping these four boys this weekend.
We've got to give him something to take. You take with you whatever you want for him. We need to lift him up. And all the others that are out there, Lord, all of the dear men and women that are out there defending and loving and providing and, just surround them, Lord, with your precious blood, too, and that the enemy is not able to get them in any way or their families. In the name of Jesus.
One more thing. Thank you. Lisa told me that I said, what was Bobby's impression of these people? She said he had nothing negative to say.
These people?
The president, his wife, Dr. Carson, etc., all those people.
Governor Abbott.
And it was all positive.
Yes.
Yes,
let's fight the battle against deception. Sure.
So yesterday,
here is
Megan.
Megan.
My family is in an actual real trial. Won't go into the details, but we definitely have a set of enemies against us. And my husband was just being pummeled spiritually and physically, and he sent me a text and he said, "Our case is almost over. Please pray." And but yesterday, the weight of his message just came down. It felt like a weight. So I said, "Everybody, let's come together." And we started praying, and we declared back to the Lord the things that He had spoken to us. We started singing. We were making up songs. We got on our knees. We fell on our faces. We did everything known to man. And then about an hour or so afterwards, I got a text that said, "We're still okay. We're weakened, but we're okay." And I wrote back, "When we are weak, then He is strong." And then my kids started to sing this song that they learned at school. And so I started dancing like Mary Ellen. And then my older son goes, "Is that for real?" And I was like, "Do you dance, okay?" The way I've been asking the Lord about my husband is when Jacob worked for 7 years for Rachel, and right at the end, the shrewd businessman gave him Leah. and the pain of not getting Rachel the prize and having to work another 7. And so I had not told my children that. And the song they sang was a song that they learned at their school about coming to the feast. And it was the last part of it is about the feast of Jacob or something. I mean, it's specifically Jacob. And nobody but the Lord knew that I had been holding up to him that it was Jacob, that I felt like my husband was like Jacob. So anyway, not that y'all need to know what we're going through, but next week is a really big week for us, and we would appreciate any prayers that the truth would set us free.
And let's do it right now. That against all deception for your case, and also the deception that is being spread around our country, maligning Christians, maligning those who are trying to do right, and confusing everybody. So it's the deception of the enemy, and he has not won, that the truth will prevail. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Against
all deception, let us not fight. It is the onslaught of Satan opposing with might. He flees at the victory name of Jesus. He flees at the victory name of Jesus.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. He has prevailed. Hallelujah. We proclaim it.
Hallelujah. One song that would help if we all knew was "How You Will Help I Do Not See, But Glorious Your Help Will Be."
Come up here, Betty, and sing with me. Yeah, we can't know how the Lord's going to do it, but he's going to be glorious when he does it. And so we proclaim, how you will help we do not see. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But glorious your help will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Lynn My Tree.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Pushes back the darkness.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Because it's the truth.
Amen. Thank you, Betty.
Let it go.
Okay, I think we must continue to battle. On the way to lunch.
Against all problems.
Oh. Only 5 minutes. I thought you said quarter till. Well, we just don't want anybody to be late. The kitchen people, you know, last night we were really late. We didn't realize it, but they had to stay there for us. So we don't want to.
But they were gracious and did it.
Yeah, they really were. They were dears.
Let God arise.
Let God arise. Okay. Oh, hang on. How about just stay on the same little thing? The battle belongs to the Lord. This is number 6 in the one that has the flag. Okay. Number 6. The battle belongs to the Lord. Yes. We sing glory. You need to go, don't you? Okay. Thank you, Lord. We walk in your victory, covered with your blood and equipped with all the armor that you've given us, Lord. And most precious is your presence and worshiping in your presence, the most powerful weapon against Satan. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, can we pray here?
Yeah,
right there. Yeah. Okay. Father, we thank you. Foreshadowing of the marriage supper of the Lamb, because we're all gathered together from all nations, all denominations in his presence, and full of joy that we made it. He made it. We're there because of him. And we can just all rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
For the marriage supper of the Lamb has come. One day it will be there. Do you want to be there?
Yes.
Me too. Then let this mealtime be a foreshadowing with the Lord.
Bless you.